USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The public phase of the House impeachment inquiry begins next week. Republican Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin discusses the whistleblower who kicked off the entire inquiry.
The Whistleblower Protection Act is different for the intelligence community. It's one I'm dealing with. But again, is it reasonable for an anonymous informant to remain anonymous when you're lodging these kinds of charges against the President of the United States that are going to blow up into an impeachment inquiry? That's not a reasonable expectation on the part of a whistleblower.
There's been a lot of talk as to the whistleblower's identity and if President Trump should be able to face his accuser. Vice President Mike Pence is putting the Trump-Pence ticket in play for next year's New Hampshire presidential primary.
I couldn't be more honored on behalf of the President of the United States to add his name to the ballot. We look forward to being through the Granite State again and again.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The governor of the Garden State has a message for President Trump. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The governor of New Jersey is telling the president to keep sending refugees to the Garden State. Governor Phil Murphy posting a letter that he sent to President Trump earlier this month discussing a presidential executive order that states refugees should only be settled in jurisdictions where state and local governments agree to accept them. Murphy, a Democrat, says the order asks states to demonstrate such consent in writing, and he wrote that New Jersey will continue to welcome those seeking safety as they also flee harm. The governor is stressing that immigrants, including refugees, contribute to New Jersey's strength while also enriching its communities.
Most people plan on spending at least as much as last year during the holiday season. A new survey conducted by the Conference Board by Nielsen indicates that 67% of consumers expect to spend the same amount last year, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
At a Keep America Great Again rally on Wednesday night, President Trump criticizes Mark Zaid, the attorney representing the unnamed whistleblower at the center of the impeachment inquiry. Old tweets from Zaid show him talking about a coup against the president back in 2017.
It's all a hoax. They say January 2017, a coup has started, and the impeachment will follow, ultimately. It's all a hoax. It's a scam.
Republicans are arguing that the tweets prove the whistleblower's complaint is tainted with partisanship. The Senate has voted unanimously to send a bill to President Trump that would make certain types of animal cruelty a federal felony. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the story.
Senators passed the Preventing Animal Cruelty and Torture Act, a bipartisan proposal that makes it a federal crime to crush, burn, drown, suffocate, impale, or sexually exploit animals. The bill is an expansion of a 2010 law that made it a crime to create and sell videos of animals fighting. The House passed the bill on October 22nd. The new law does not interfere with state and local animal cruelty laws. The president is expected to sign the bill into law. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.